China's NEV retail sales at 472,000 in October 1 to 22, up 4% from same period last month. By CNEV Post. China's passenger new energy vehicle retail sales were 472,000 units from October 1 to October 22, up 42% year-on-year and up 4% from the same period last month, data released today by the China Passenger Car Association showed. So far this year, retail sales of passenger and EVs in China amounted to 5.659 million units, up 34% year-on-year. From October 1 to October 22, China's wholesale sales of passenger and EVs were 515,000 units, up 8% year-on-year, but down 2% from the same period in September, according to the CPCA. So far this year, China's passenger and EV wholesale sales stood at 6.422 million units, up 33% from a year earlier. From October 1 to October 22, China's retail sales of all passenger vehicles were 1.213 million units, up 19% compared with the same period last year and up 8% from the same period last month, the CPCA said. So far this year, retail sales of passenger cars in China were up 3% to 16.446 million units. That means that between October 1 and October 22, China's penetration of NEVs at retail was 38.9% and 34.4% so far this year. In the first week of October, October 1 to October 6, China's average daily retail sales of passenger cars were 52,186 units, up 68% from a year earlier and up 19% from the same period last month, according to the CPCA. In the second week of October, October 7 to October 15, average daily retail sales of passenger cars in China were 53,642 units, up 5% from a year ago and up 11% from the same period last month. The second week's figure was a slight downward revision from the 53,648 units reported by the CPCA last week. In the third week of October, October 16 to October 22, China's average daily passenger car retail sales were 59,600 units, up 11% from a year ago but down 2% from a month ago. The fourth quarter is a critical period for carmakers to fulfill their full-year targets, and promotions are expected to continue, the CPCA said. October is traditionally the peak season, but consumption momentum in the second half of the month was not as strong as in the second half of September, while overall performance is expected to continue the trend of September, the CPCA said.